my name is Michael O'Connell, and I'm here with the Mayor of Clonmel, Darren Ryan. Darren, could you tell me the possible closure of Kicking Merritt? What will it mean to the town?
Well, I suppose the immediate effect that it will have is we have a wage bill of approximately $9 million a year coming into Kicking Barracks. That is just the soldier element of it. So that in its own right will be a detrimental effect to the local economy of Clonmel. If we take into consideration the transfer that they're proposing, which is 180 of the current armed forces moving to Limerick, well then the problem that we have there is that we may have a displacement of spouses, which is a further, I suppose, debt really in relation to the local economy, and it's a transfer of funds out to town. The knock-on effect that we will have is that we have over 30 local suppliers supplying different services to Kicking Barracks in the town. There's a very strong fear that the knock-on effect back to them will be that they will ultimately be job losses there if they're, because I mean the barracks is a great source, you know, so if you've got over 30 local people providing service to the barracks, it will be an enormous effect to the local economy. There's absolutely no doubt about it.
In situations where the flooding of Clonmel and the flooding of surrounding areas, they're great to have to help with those kind of disasters.
Part of the defence system is the erection of the flood barriers. There's a four-hour warning system there. Now, the problem that we have is if we've got soldiers redeployed out of Kicking Barracks, either Kilkenny or Limerick, the unit commander there will make priorities. You know, they will make, Limerick will be their priority, Kilkenny will be their priority, Clonmel will be a secondary priority. Unfortunately, we don't have that time frame, so we need every resource that we can have here in Kicking Barracks.
That's great. Mayor, thank you very much.
You're more than welcome. No problem at all.
Here with Seamus Healy. Just like to ask him what he thinks of the proposed closure of the barracks in Clonmel.
Well, of course, we're obviously completely opposed to the closure of the barracks. It's absolutely unnecessary. The proposed savings on the closure of the barracks is in the region of €200,000. That's what we're being told by the Minister and the Department. However, the knock-on effects of that closure will be absolutely huge for the town of Clonmel, and indeed huge for the various soldiers and their families who will be affected directly by it. The families and the soldiers have already been hit by serious reductions in pay and pension levies and under serious pressure to pay mortgages. As well as that, of course, it will be a huge blow to the town of Clonmel. The barracks have been part and parcel of the town of Clonmel since, in fact, 1650, known as Victoria Barracks before Kicking Barracks. You know, the soldiers and former soldiers, ONE people, Iona people, are completely involved in the life of the town of Clonmel, the business life, the community life, and the sporting life of the town of Clonmel. And, of course, financially, the business in the town